Hi, good afternoon, Mel. My name is Ernie from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinion to the research. Is that okay for you, ma'am?
I was just on the way out the door.
You don't have a few minutes to help me with the survey?
How many minutes?
Well, to be honest with you, depending on your answer, it could take about 5 to 6 minutes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, I think
Thank
I got
so
that.
Much. Awesome. Thank you so much. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yes.
Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Let me ask you, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
I think Minnesota does a pretty good job of things. I would say probably the inflation.
Inflation, thank you. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
Could you repeat that question again?
Yes. What is the most important or pressing global environmental issue?
I don't think we're taking good care of the water, the ocean.
Water pollution. Okay.
Yep.
Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
I can't think of any.
No problem. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just, fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The first one, forest products. Do you think they're doing an excellent job, a good job, just, fair, or poor?
I think good.
Okay, and what about refining?
I would say good.
Okay, agriculture and farming?
Good.
Medical manufacturing?
I really don't know.
Okay, and mining?
I think that's good.
The last one will be electric utilities.
I think that's good.
Good, okay, thank you. Now, how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups on doing and managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? The first one, county land departments.
I think good.
Okay. Environmental groups.
Good.
Forest and timber industries.
Good.
U.S. Forest Service.
Good.
And the last one, Minnesota Department of Natural Resources.
Good.
Good. Okay, thank you. Now, how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood, paper, and manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Will you say that it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all?
I would say it's somewhat important.
Thank you. Now, how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economic future? Will you say it will be a very significant role? A somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all?
Somewhat significant.
Thank you. Now, each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Will you say that there are more than harvest, same as harvest, or even fewer than harvest?
I would say same as harvest.
Thank you. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than it was in 1970s?
I would probably say fewer.
A fewer, okay. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now in the future or no?
I think so.
Thank you. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Will you say it's a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact?
Could you repeat the answers again?
Yes, a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact?
Probably a negative impact.
Thank you. Now, do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negative impact in the environment or no?
No.
No, okay. Now, do you feel it is susceptible to harvest trees for commercial use on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness area, or no?
No.
Okay. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products, or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for use as a biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvest from Minnesota's forest for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota, or no?
No.
No? Okay. Now, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Now, do you donate money to environmental causes, yes or no?
No.
Okay. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, and truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employ 69,000 people. Much of this economic activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and private needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economic, a significant component, a minor component, or you think it's fading out component?
I think significant.
Thank you. Now, like many industry, Minnesota's forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Now, will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs?
No, I don't think I would support that.
Thank you. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economics and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities, providing 200-plus hour certification, training and operations equipment used in either timber, harvesting, or forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. Now, the investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to increase in both the numbers and diversity of the workforce. Now, the question is, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economics, forest, and forest industry?
I think I would support it.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose the state funding for the part of the program. We almost finished with the survey. This is the last part. I want to thank you so much for helping me out. Okay, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first one is create a new training program directed to meet the needs of producer and mills. Will you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce without outreach to people not traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities. Do you support or oppose?
Support.
Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues.
Support.
And the last one, get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that the forest worker jobs provide.
Support.
Thank you. Now, finally, just a few questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education you have completed?
1 year of technical
college. Okay. There it goes. Now, what is your age? I'm sorry.
63.
Okay. Now, how will you describe the community where you live in? Is it a large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Could you repeat the answers again?
Yes, large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
I would say a large city.
Large city, okay. Now, is your annual household income $25,000, $20,000 to $49,999, $50,000 to $74,999,
$75,000 to
$99,999, or is it more than $100,000? It's over $50,000. Okay, thank you. Now, do you consider your political views to be liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Probably liberal.
Liberal, thank you. Now, in which of the following categories will you put your job or business? Is it a manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or governance, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white collar professional, service or business owner, business management or administration, retired, a homemaker, a student, or not employed?
Right now, I'm not employed.
Not employed. Okay. Now, in terms of your gender, this is the last question. Do you consider yourself to be a male or female?
Female.
Female. Ma'am, I thank you so much. I know you were walking out the door, but you've been so kind to me. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday. You have a blessed week, ma'am.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.